You're listening to The Striking Corner, your source for Muay Thai and kickboxing news worldwide.
Hello, everybody. I am Eric Rivera, and it is Wednesday, July 31st, and you are listening to Episode 3 of The Striking Corner podcast, our podcast dedicated to everything Muay Thai and kickboxing. Today, we're going to have a very special guest. His name is Sean Fagan. He is an amateur fighter, but you guys might know him better as the Muay Thai Guy. Sean's website is dedicated to Muay Thai. It is themuaythaiguy.com. He also has a Facebook page with over 21,000, I think it's at 22,000 likes right now. He also has the Muay Thai Guy podcast, so you all know him from there. They have about 20 or so episodes already up on iTunes, so make sure you check that out. So today, basically, it's podcaster versus podcaster. I'm going to basically talk shop with Sean Fagan, see what he's doing right now, what he's up to, what the impetus was behind the Muay Thai Guy project. And really, we're just going to talk everything we like about the sport of Muay Thai and what he's doing right now in his amateur fighting career. And that's what we're going to discuss with him. Quick update. Right now, MuayThaiIsLife.com, which is the home of the Striking Corner podcast, MuayThaiIsLife.com is actually down right now. If you go to the page, what you're going to see is a countdown to when we are going to release the new upgraded version of MuayThaiIsLife.com. Our goal behind the MuayThaiIsLife.com, a new website, was to make it more of an online magazine, something that is going to show not only the fighting, not only results, not only articles, but just kind of an overall magazine, you know, where the feeling is discussing the lifestyle of fighters, the people who love martial arts, Muay Thai, obviously the forefront, and kickboxing as well. So that's going to be coming out August 26th. Hopefully it comes out sooner rather than later. So we're working on that right now, but the Facebook will still be open. So will our Twitter page and also the Striking Corner podcast. It's going to be available on iTunes, and it's also available on SoundCloud.com/The Striking Corner. So without further ado, we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Sean Fagan, the Muay Thai Guy.
The Striking Corner will be right back.
Hello, Eric Rivera from The Striking Corner. And are you interested in advertising your product, your service, your gym, or an upcoming event on the next episodes of The Striking Corner? Then all you have to do is contact us at info@thestrikingcorner.com. Once again, that's info@thestrikingcorner.com. Advertise your product or service to hundreds of fight fans all across the United States. All you have to do is contact us at info@thestrikingcorner.com for more information and details.
You are listening to Eric Rivera on The Striking Corner.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Striking Corner. I have a very special guest, my good friend, Sean Fagan. Most of you guys know him as the Muay Thai Guy. He's got his website, MuayThaiGuy.com. I believe it's MuayThaiGuy.com. Is it, Sean?
Correct.
All right, and he's also on the podcast of the Muay Thai Guy podcast. So a lot of you guys know Sean Fagan very well. Sean, how are you doing today, man?
I'm doing awesome, man. Thanks a lot for having me on the show. I was really looking forward to it all week.
All right, man. I'm definitely excited too. A fellow Muay Thai head. He's very passionate about the sport, just as I am. So, Sean, talk to me a little bit more about the Muay Thai Guy project. I mean, what was your whole idea behind starting it? I mean, it's done really well. You're reaching a lot of people. I see there's like 21,000 people in the community. A lot of people are really gravitating towards the way you take on the subject of Muay Thai, your training, tips, nutrition, mm-hmm. everything. So what was the impetus for starting Muay Thai Guy?
At first, it was mainly for me to hold myself accountable. And I figured if I posted my training thoughts, my training schedule and everything I was doing, then it would kind of force me to continue doing it. And it just kept growing and growing. And then I tried to make a community out of it. And a lot of people appreciated what I was doing. A lot of people kept messaging me saying that I should continue shooting out tips, giving nutrition advice, posting videos and all that kind of stuff. And I was having fun doing it. And I'm fortunate enough where I'm making just enough money off like ads and everything to get by. So I'm able to train full time and help people with whatever questions they have. And it's been awesome so far, man. And it's just growing. Like you said, over 20,000 likes on Facebook is insane. Like I never thought it would get as big as it is, but it's definitely been an adventure so far.
Yeah, man, and you definitely do have a lot of people following you. They love your tips, and I think it really helps that you are a guy. You know, I used to fight myself. I haven't fought in over a year, so I haven't really been as involved in the game, but I understand the game very well. I have 28 fights to my name. I'm hoping to get to 30, but, right now my goal has been really pushing the sport. And the one thing I like about you, and I think the reason a lot of people gravitate towards your podcast, is the fact that you're still actively involved in the game. I remember, I think we chatted a little while back once through Facebook, and you were talking about how you were really trying to focus all your efforts on the Muay Thai guy in order to, like you said, gain a little bit of money so you could train full time, because you are an active fighter. And I think that's what a lot of people love about your podcast and about your website. I mean, I understand you did an ebook. I had a good look at it. You sent me a copy of it. I was really liking it. It's really, you know what it is, man? I think it was that something that you chose to do. You just kind of wanted to be, I wouldn't say in your face, but you're very natural. You're very organic. You know, people know that you're kind of speaking the truth. It's just you kind of, you know, errors and all kind of saying, you know, this is how I train. This is how I eat. This is the way to win. This is the way to do it. This is the way to just feel good about yourself and prepare yourself for the fight. So, was that something that you wanted to come off with, that sort of very relaxed attitude, or was that the whole plan behind it?
Yeah, because like I'm just being myself more or less, and if people appreciate what I say or get good knowledge from what I say, then more power to them. But I'm just really not trying to hold anything back. I'm trying to be as transparent as possible, so this way more people are to follow along with my training routine, my healthy eating like tips and whatnot. So this way the sport will just grow with more people learning how to organize their work schedules around their training schedules. Cause that's what I found was the most difficult part for me, was just organizing my training camps around work when I was working full time. And that's mainly more or less what the Muay Thai Mastery ebook was all about, was being able to prioritize your training, figuring out how to cut weight, and basically just a walkthrough of what my training camp was leading up to my fight, and what I did to prepare mentally for the fight and what I did afterwards to celebrate. So I'm just trying to be like straight up and honest as much as I can. And I write like I talk. And so it makes it easier for me that way too, because I'm not like the most grammatically correct person when it comes to writing. I just kind of write whatever comes on my mind. And so I'm not really looking for any Pulitzer Prizes or anything in regards to writing books. I'm just looking to help people improve their Muay Thai experience.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's the way to do it, man. The more real you are, the more people are going to enjoy it. And I think that's what's been going on with your podcast. A lot of people enjoy just your straightforward way of saying things. And how has the Muay Thai Mastery ebook been doing? I mean, you getting good feedback from it?
Oh, absolutely. It's been like, I can't thank people enough for helping me support the Muay Thai Guy website and everything that I do along with it. I've gotten only good responses. I haven't had to give any books back. I had a guarantee on it just in case if people felt like it wasn't helping them. But I haven't had to send that back I might have had to send it back to one person who felt like they already knew most of the stuff. But for the most part, people have been thanking me. And I also came out with a weight cutting diet, which was even a bigger hit because people seem to have trouble cutting weight, and I had trouble cutting weight when I first started off in Muay Thai. My girlfriend hated me when I was cutting weight. And after a while of learning some tips and techniques and different types of water cutting methods and stuff, I was able to share my knowledge of weight cutting with everyone. And initially, I was writing the book just to share with, or the weight cutting guide, just to share with my training partners and stuff. And then one of my training partners was just like, why don't you just put it on your website and see if anybody will get it from there. And so I did. And now I'm coming out with like an idiot-proof cookbook, more or less, because I suck at cooking and I'm not the smartest guy in terms of nutrition and everything. But I know what I'm doing for the most part in terms of eating healthy. And so I'm coming out with a nutrition guide that will kind of help guide people along in order to either lose weight, maintain weight, gain whatever their goals are, just to have a handful of recipes that are really easy to make, learn how to plan their own meals and all that kind of stuff. So it's just like a combination of things I'm really trying to send out to the community. So this way everyone is improving at the same time. And this will just help the sport grow in whole.
Is that going to be an ebook as well? The diet, the weight cutting diet?
All my books are initially going to be ebooks. I haven't really delved into creating physical copies yet, but hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be able to create some physical copies. knock on wood, I don't know. I'm not very technical. I'm still learning how to do all this website and podcast stuff. So hopefully the physical book will come out. But the nutrition guide is called Fuel the Fighter. And whether you're a fighter or you're just training or just trying to be healthy, all the principles and guidelines and recipes, they really just work for anyone. And so I'm just really trying to help as much people as I can reach whatever health and fitness goals they have.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's something that we all need help with. I remember I hated weight cutting, and I'm pretty sure every fighter out there listening
everyone
to it
does.
Right now hates the weight cutting. I mean, we'll go through hours and hours on pad work instead of, you know, trying to cut weight in the sauna or do anything like that. Cutting out the food too. You know, all of us like to eat. Of all these great fighters out there that just love picking out on great food once they've weighed in. So
yeah, that's the thing about my weight cutting guide too, is I cut about 20 pounds when I fight at like 145 or 140 pounds. And I try to make the meal plans as tasty and filling as possible while still being able to cut weight. So I like to think that my weight cutting like meal plan is a little bit tastier than just eating broccoli and chicken every single meal of the day and just a handful of egg whites in the morning. And I've got a good response for that. People being able to lose, one guy lost 25 pounds in 25 days, which is awesome. And they were able to regain about 15 pounds by fight night. So I've been getting a good response for that too. And like you said, we all love eating and I love food, and it's hard for me to give up food, especially during the weight cut. But I've been able to kind of balance taste and filling myself with cutting enough weight to make sure I make the weight.
Yeah, man, I hear you on that, but that's great. Everybody knows, especially you and I, you know, the eating is one of the toughest parts. So that's why I think, man, that ebook is great. You know, Fuel the Fighter, great name for it as well. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, I mean, one of the things behind Muay Thai is life, and I think something that you do as well at Muay Thai Guy, you're talking about how you eat, sleep, and breathe Muay Thai. You know, Muay Thai for us is more so of a lifestyle. It's not just the fighting aspect. You know, we really do eat and breathe it. I mean, and that's something that I like that you do with the podcast. I think a lot of people have gravitated towards that. I mean, have you had anybody that listens to your podcast, let's say that wasn't a fighter or isn't really a fighter, and they're kind of getting inspired by what you're doing and it's brought them to Muay Thai?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a lot of people who either just started some kind of martial art, or people who are just trying to be in good shape and learn from the tips and interviews I have with other fighters. But mainly it's a majority of them are obviously Muay Thai fighters, but I've gotten a lot of karate martial artists, a lot of boxers, even a lot of MMA fighters, obviously, too. And just being able to expand out to more than just Muay Thai fighters has really been something I wasn't expecting, but I've been getting a lot of feedback from other martial artists saying how they're able to apply the tips and fighter interviews with their martial art as well. So that's definitely been surprising, and I'm glad that I've been able to help out other martial artists grow.
Yeah, man, you're helping Muay Thai grow, establishing it, and helping establish it. You know, that's what we're all trying to do here, whether it's Muay Thai's Life, Muay Thai Authority, Muay Thai Guy. We're all trying to push Muay Thai, and that's good, man. You know, the more people we can attract to the sport. And that's part of the reason, you know, why I do the podcast and you do your podcast. And that's why I wanted to ask you. I mean, because, you know, as I said, you know, we brought on other people on the show, and the idea is always to kind of bring new people into it and see that it's not really only about fighting. It's a big community, a big family that we have growing here in Muay Thai. Definitely. And, you know, like I was going back to the whole idea of you, the reason a lot of people gravitating towards you is the fact that you are actually a person that does legitimately live, breathe the sport as well. You are an active fighter, Sean. I understand. Now, you came off a recent victory against Greg Rowe at Friday Night Fights. It was a really close fight. You also have an upcoming fight on Friday Night Fights, which I believe is August 17th. I don't have it here in front of me. But so now you, how are you going to do that? I mean, you're doing your podcast. Are you going to do sort of a play-by-play, or I would say a week, you know, a weekly update of how your training is going now that you got to people are going to be following you as you apply your own tips while you get ready for the fight?
Thought about doing that, but now it's definitely probably the priority that I want to do. But that's definitely a good idea. I'll probably keep up to date, or keep everyone up to date with my training and like what I'm doing to prepare for the fight. I know one of the most recent podcasts, I kind of walked through fight week preparation, but the fact that I'd actually be fighting, that might actually apply a little bit more to people, and people might be able to relate a little bit more. And I'm fortunate enough where I'm able to train full time. So hopefully people will be able to just take a little bit from whatever tips and techniques or whatever my schedule is and be able to apply it to their own fight camp. And but like most people, I'm always in fight camp. You know what I mean? So I'm always training. The fight camp obviously is a little bit more intense, and the weight cut obviously takes a little effect. I'm not cutting almost. I might be cutting like 2 or 3 pounds for this fight, so I don't have to worry about the weight cut. But I'll still walk through the whole water loading process and whatnot, because I'll still have to make sure I make weight and whatnot. But yeah, that's definitely a good idea. I'll probably implement that into my podcast now. Thanks.
No, I mean, it's just I think that, you know, that was something that I, a while back when I was still, you know, I was trying to do a little bit more videos and things like that, but you know, it's a lot more time consuming. So
yeah,
I was trying to do that once when I was getting ready for a fight, kind of do a daily diary thing and just show people, as you know, as the pounds start to drop on the scale and just go little by little. But I didn't want to be, I just didn't want to be too self-serving, you know, doing a video. I don't know if people were going to be that attracted to seeing me lose weight, you know?
So, yeah, yeah.
So I was just like, yeah, you know, I don't know. But with a podcast, I think you can definitely do it, because you know, I would think people would like to listen to you sign of go through the process, go from like a happy individual until just being your, you know, you're being miserable, although you don't have to, although you don't have to cut that much weight, like you were saying. But
yeah.
So what's this fight going to be at? I mean, you were saying it's going to be outside of your weight class a little, I mean, a little bit, so you don't have to cut as much.
Yeah. I normally fight at anywhere between 140 and 145, but the fight matchmaker, Eddie Marini, he was able to match me up with Mike. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Tizarinas. Sorry, Mike, if you're listening to this, but he's a 8-1 fighter. He won the Friday Night Fights title when I fought Greg Rowe, actually, for 155 pounds. And I walk around at about 158, 160 pounds, sometimes a little bit more, depending how much of a pig I am. But since I won't have to cut too much weight, I figure I'll be able to train a little bit harder. I'll be a little bit more fresh going into the fight. And if I were to win this title, then I have two titles in two weight classes, which would be just a good resume builder in order to get bigger fights in the future.
Yeah, man. And you know, you're definitely, besides doing the podcast, besides doing Muay Thai Guy, you are an accomplished fighter. I've seen you fight. You have great skill, man. You know, I think I told you one time, I would believe it was on a take-on show, that I had told you that I just loved your skills with your boxing. You were ripping the guy with body shots.
Yeah, thank you.
It looked really, really good. And you know, I remember I was commentating on that fight with Phoenix, and we were just talking about boxing. So you know, you're a very accomplished fighter. I mean, Greg Rowe is a guy who's been in the game a long time as well, and beating him was definitely a good fight. I mean, I know it was close, but beating him either way was, I think, is a great win for you. How many wins do you have? I mean, what is your record currently?
13-3. I don't count, this sounds bad, but I don't count any fights where I wore pads or any kind of gear in it. Mm-hmm. So I have a little bit over 20 fights in like the WKAs I fought in. I don't consider fighting with gear on a fight, so I don't count it towards my record, even though some people argue with me that I should. But I'm 13-3 overall, and I've won 9 in a row on sanctioned fights. And like I said, when I fight with gear on, it feels like a glorified sparring match. And my whole game plan, my whole mindset shifts, and the adrenaline nearly isn't as high. And I don't know whether I should count it towards my record, and I don't know what people do, but I figure it's my amateur record. It doesn't really mean too much. And I'm only going to be fighting without gear from now on anyway, so it's not really that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, because up in New York, I mean, unfortunately, I fight in Florida, and whether it doesn't matter how many fights you have, you still fight with gear, which is terrible. But in New York, I know, you know, after a couple of fights, you can already fight without gear, and that's awesome, which is something that I love about the level up there. So you have 20-something fights, you know, let's say the ones that you haven't counted, but if we did count them, they're about 20-something. I mean, I know you were discussing once a while back that you were looking to go pro. How close are you to that?
Well, I was actually very close to going pro. A few things happened where I was talking with Glory, and they were going to do the 143-pound Road to Glory tournament, but that fell through once they got the Spike deal, and now they're just doing all these huge Glory fights, which are awesome, by the way. And I was originally going to fight on this Friday Night Fight card as a pro too, but it's not within their budget. And me and my girlfriend, we're going to be moving to Thailand actually in March. And so I figure my game plan is, after talking to my coaches, talking to my family and whatnot, is I'll kind of round out my year by fighting as many amateur fights as I can, go to Thailand. We plan on living there for at least 6 months, if not a year, and fighting there as many times as I can, and then come back, and that's when I make my pro debut, unless something pops up, because I would love to, like, don't get me wrong, I would love to fight pro. If a fight came up that made sense, I would definitely take it. I take almost any fight that's given to me, and if Lion Fights were to call me up and be like, hey, you want to step up and fight whoever, I would probably take it. And same with Friday Night Fights or Take On. If they had a pro fight that made sense for me, I would think about taking it. But right now, my game plan is to rack up as many wins as I can in the amateur rankings, rack up as many belts as I can, go to Thailand, fight in Thailand, beast it over there, and then come back with all that experience and turn pro then.
Yeah, man. I mean, you have the skill. You already have quite a bit of experience. You know, moving to Thailand, I did not know about that, about those plans. I mean,
came out with that. Everyone just figured that out right now.
All right. So we just had some breaking news here.
Yes, exactly.
For all Muay Thai Guy podcast listeners and Striking Corner listeners. But no, that's awesome. I mean, that's a hell of a plan. You know, I would wish you nothing but luck in doing that. That's going to be a great experience. I know you trained over there before. You think you trained at Sitmon Chai? Or was it?
I trained at Patong Boxing Gym in Phuket. I wasn't fortunate enough to train in Bangkok, but hopefully this trip I'll be able to train at a couple gyms all around the Thailand country. And that's the plan, is being able to train alongside some of the best and just be able to travel and just live, eat, and breathe Muay Thai, like we were saying.
Yeah, man. Definitely. I mean, when I trained in Thailand, when I started Muay Thai, I kind of I had done another martial art, which was San Shao. And I went from San Shao to Muay Thai, and it was basically, when I first started Muay Thai, I was like, all right, I want to learn this like the right way. So I went to Thailand, and honestly, it was a life-changing experience. That's when I got hooked on it. I mean, that's when my passion began.
You were on the Anthony Bourdain show, right?
Yes, correct. Yes,
that's when I first saw you, and then I saw you at the Take On show doing the commentary. It's like, I know that guy. Yeah, I saw him on Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, for a lot of people that don't know, on the Striking Corner, I was on that. That was like 2009. That was actually my second time going to Thailand. I was returning, and I just kind of wanted to show Anthony Bourdain, you know, a little bit of a piece of Thailand that I don't think a lot of Americans outside of people that are really involved in Muay Thai know about. You know, everybody kind of thinks about the seedier side, you know, oh, Thailand, it's known for the sex trade and all this type of thing that's going on over there. But, and the parties and full moon parties or whatever, but people don't see that, you know, the real, I think, you can't get more real Thai people, real Thai culture than what is Muay Thai. You know, it's because it's the working class people that are involved in the sport. It's not a highbrow kind of thing, you know? So you're really learning it from, I mean, you're really experiencing Thai culture at its truest form. So that's kind of what I wanted to show him. And,
you did a great job at it, man. I remember that whole episode clearly. I loved it. And that got me more hooked to it, too, because that's when I was just starting Muay Thai. I was like, holy shit, they're doing Muay Thai on Anthony Bourdain. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's the goal. And now, you know, that the sport has been growing, thank God, and here in the U.S., and it's really been, it's getting bigger. And, you know, we have a lot of, like I said, we have a lot of great people doing things for the sport, such as yourself. And speaking of that, I mean, I wanted to move into, you had mentioned Lion Fight. We just had a great event this past weekend on Friday. And basically, I wanted to talk about, what did you take away from it? I thought it was a great show, Lion Fight 10. We had the co-main event between Matt Embry and Kevin Ross, which was a very great fight. Some people saw it for Kevin, other people saw it for Matt. Some people are saying it was close, you know, the rematch. And then we also had Yatsen Clyde tearing up Chike, but it was a great fight. Chike showing some great heart in that fight, you know, to keep up with Yad. Tiffany Van Soest knocking out Lucy Payne. I mean, there was a lot of great stuff going on. What did you take away from it? I mean, how did you like the fights?
I love the fights personally. I mean, some of the reffing, and you know, that's how it is though. And whatever card you go on, whatever fight promotion you go on, there's always going to be some sketchy judging and refereeing. But for the most part, I thought the fighters did a great job. The whole entire main card that was on TV was awesome. Jason Andrade looked really good. Tiffany Van Soest looked really good. The Odin Topic and Coke fight was really super close, and I was really looking forward to that fight. And that fight definitely lived up to the hype. I'd love to see them fight again because that was a close split decision too. And then Matt Embry and Kevin Ross, obviously a really close fight there too. Kevin really picked it up towards the end of the fight and really pushed it. But I do agree with the judges. I think Embry won the first three and then Kevin won the last two. But either way, really close fight. I'd love to see a rematch. I'm sure Kevin would bring it a little bit more towards the beginning just to put it on Embry. And then Chike, like you said, he showed a lot of heart, man. And he did win that first round with the jab, but once Yatsenkai got past that jab and started throwing the left roundhouse with no mercy, it was all over. But the fact that Chike was able to go all five rounds, I mean, yeah, he didn't win, but it still leaves a mark for American Muay Thai being able to be in there with some of the best.
Yeah, I mean, Chike, Kevin Ross, I mean, a lot of the guys that were on that card, and girls, obviously, with Tiffany Van Soest, are some of the top people in the United States, top fighters in the United States. And yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I thought, you know, I was really surprised in that first round with Chike Lindsay when with Yatsenkai. I was really thinking, wow, this is going to be a fight. You know, Chike is really going to take it to Yatsenkai because he was really scoring with that jab. And it really goes to show you just some slight adjustment by Yatsenkai to, you know, to start moving away from Chike's power side and kind of evading that jab and then just started ripping those kicks. And the game started changing from there. And then his clinch as well and the elbows are obviously going to change the tide of the fight. But, you know, as you said, man, Chike staying in there, I think a lot of people were really wowed by his, you know, his heart. You know, he still, he never gave up the fight. And to go five rounds with Yatsenkai, you know, a lot of people don't do it. You know, a lot of people don't last with that guy.
Absolutely.
So, and yeah, in the Matt Embry fight, I had it pretty much just like you did. I actually thought it was 3-2. Some people were telling me that they thought it was 4-1. I agree with you. I thought it was 3-2. I think Kevin came alive in the last two rounds. He's a pressure fighter. I mean, he never gives up. So I would love to see another match. I actually thought he was going to pull away with the win, him being kind of in his hometown.
I thought he
was going to get it, and it surprised me when Matt Embry got it. But I did agree with you on that. I thought it was 3-2. Love to see the rematch. It's going to be another close fight. They're both great fighters, so you can't take anything away from those two guys. And then Tiffany Van Soest is tough as hell. And then speaking of the women fighters, man, I know a really good friend of yours. She also a training partner of yours, Angela Hill. You guys I guess train with each other. She scored a first round knockout, man.
Yeah, she's a beast, dude. I'm so lucky to be training with her. She helps take my game to the next level just because I see her training as hard as she can. And when I spar her, I don't really go light with her because she hits me pretty damn hard. And when I hit her hard, she just kind of walks right through it. So it was no surprise to me when I heard that she got the knockout in the first round. And I love that she got the knockout with the overhand right because that's like my favorite thing. And I was able to catch a glimpse of like the 3 or 4 second clip of her knocking out her opponent. And it was priceless, man. I'm so happy for her. And she's going to do big things in the sport, whether it's Muay Thai or MMA. But she's one fighter everyone should definitely be looking out for.
Yeah, man, I agree. I mean, she's currently undefeated. Isn't that what move her into something like she's got like 14-0. Yeah. I remember I've seen her a couple of times fight. Definitely very, very impressive. And I can tell you that they're probably going to be inviting her back to Lion Fight. I did want to see the initial fight, which was going to be her and Genesis Bravo, who's a very, very talented fighter out there on the West Coast. So I would like to see that one play out. I know she's thinking about going pro too. Angela was talking about that on her Facebook page. So we got a lot of great talent coming out, man, yourself included. And, Sean, once again, it's an honor to speak with you, man. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. You know, I love your show. Keep doing what you do. Keep, you know, inspiring people to lose weight, get ready and fight Muay Thai and get into Muay Thai and understand the sport. I love having you on the show, man, and keep doing what you're doing. Thanks a lot, man.
Dude, thank you so much. I can't tell you how like excited I was to get on the show and just talk Muay Thai with you. But you keep doing what you're doing too, man. I love the production quality you have with your show because it beats mine down big time. But I love it, dude. And like you've only had like 2 or 3 episodes so far, but I've been waiting for the next episode to come out. And when you messaged me and asked me to come on the show, I was more than ready to come on. So thanks again, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, man. So you guys can check out why don't you give people a little bit of info of how they can check out the Muay Thai guy and drop a couple of, pages, social media, website. Where can they check out Muay Thai guy?
Well, I have a little bit of everything. The main site is MuayThaiGuy.com. There's dashes in between, so it's Muay-Thai-Guy.com. I also got a Facebook page, Facebook.com/MuayThaiGuy. Follow me on Twitter at Muay_Thai_Guy. I got a Tumblr. You can find me on that. I also like to just give a shout out to Fight HQ, who has been nice enough to sponsor me with equipment. So if you're ever looking for equipment coming from Thailand, they have some of the best equipment at the cheapest prices as well. And thanks to my family, thanks to all my fans who helped me live the lifestyle I live and support everything I do. Without you guys, I really couldn't do it. And of course, to my girlfriend, Liz, I love you, and I couldn't do this without you as well.
All right, man. So thanks again, Sean. You know, I say, keep on doing your thing. I'm going to keep tuning into the Muay Thai Guy podcast. I hope you do the same and check out the Striking Corner. And, man, it's been an honor having you. Thanks a lot.
I definitely will. Thank you.
All right, so that's it for this edition of The Striking Corner, and I want to thank you guys for stopping by. I also want to thank Sean Fagan once again for coming in to speak with us. Remember, you guys can check out The Striking Corner at soundcloud.com/The Striking Corner. You can also check it out on iTunes, and it is also available on our official Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Muay Thai is Life. Remember, the MuayThaiIsLife.com official website is down for the moment. The official redesign of the website is actually going to be back online on August 26th. We're going to hit you with a lot of great new features, so make sure you check that out on August 26th. The next edition of the Striking Corner podcast will be Wednesday, August 14th, so make sure you guys tune in, and we thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to The Striking Corner, your source for Muay Thai and kickboxing news worldwide.